Houston, the Dragon has landed. Well, splashed down. Bombardier revises the C-Series production schedule, and AEA releases its first avionics market report. This is Aero News for Wednesday, March 27th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. SpaceX's Dragon spacecraft successfully completed the company's second cargo flight to the International Space Station yesterday with a 12:36 Eastern Daylight Time splashdown in the Pacific Ocean just a few hundred miles west of Baja California, Mexico. A boat is taking the Dragon capsule to a port near Los Angeles, where it will be prepared for its return journey to SpaceX's test facility in McGregor, Texas, for processing. Some cargo will be removed at the port in California and returned directly to NASA within 48 hours. This includes a freezer packed with research samples collected in the space station's unique microgravity environment. The remainder of the cargo will be returned to Texas with the capsule. SpaceX is one of two companies to build and test new cargo spacecraft under NASA's Commercial Orbital Transportation Services, or COTS, program. Orbital Sciences Corporation of Dulles, Virginia, is the other company participating in COTS, a demonstration flight of Orbital's Antares rocket and Cygnus spacecraft is to be planned for later this year. At present, Dragon is the only space station resupply spacecraft able to return a significant amount of cargo to the Earth. Bombardier will build only one production CS-100 jet before starting on the flight test models of the CS-300, sources inside the company are telling ANN. The move is designed to stay on track with a tight production schedule for the smaller airliner. Bombardier hopes that the 135-seat CS-300 will be a competitor for the Boeing 737 and the Airbus A320 lines by the end of next year. The Wall Street Journal reports that an official company spokesman would not confirm or deny the accelerated production schedule for the CS-300, but spokesman Mark Dukinsey said that because the two airplanes will share 95% of their systems, delivering the first of the larger airplanes by the end of 2014 is, quote-unquote, feasible. He said that the first delivery of a CS-100 would be pushed back by about 6 months to mid-2014, but that the CS-300 production plan would not be significantly altered. Bombardier is building 5 test aircraft for the smaller CS-100 aircraft, which will seat 110 passengers. The company has 180 firm orders for the CS-100, which is expected to first fly in June of this year. There are 114 orders on the books for the CS-300. AEA President Paula Dirks welcomed attendees to the Association's 56th Annual International Convention and Trade Show at the MGM Grand Hotel and Convention Center in Las Vegas, Nevada on Tuesday morning with the theme for the year, Let's Get to Work. That was during the opening general session. And then Dirks went to work, introducing the Association's first avionics market report. This announcement marks the first phase of the report, which includes one total number, the collective sales figure, both forward fit and retrofit, for year-end 2012 sales as received from participating manufacturers. And that figure, as represented by the 19 participating manufacturers, was 6,279,317,197.54. The amount uses net sale prices, not manufacturer-suggested retail prices, and includes all aircraft electronic sales, including all component and accessories in cockpit, cabin, software upgrades, portables, non-certified aircraft electronics, all hardware from tip to tail, batteries, and chargeable product upgrades from 19 participating manufacturers. The amount does not include repairs and overhauls, extended warranty, or subscription services. The report will eventually expand and become a quarterly report. In 2014, the report will be enhanced to include dividing the numbers into domestic and international sales, fixed-wing versus rotorcraft, airplane categories, and subscription sales. To date, 19 electronics manufacturers have committed to participate in the report. When we return in a moment, a round-robin report of our own from product introductions at AEA. Aerosonic's new Oasis standby display is a welcome sight to aviators everywhere. Stop by booth number 339 or check us out on the web at aerosonic.com and find out why your search is over once you find an Oasis.
The True Blue Power TS-835 series emergency power supply features lithium iron phosphate technology, resulting in an EPS that is 63% lighter than lead acid designs with a 10-year life expectancy. Available from your local avionics dealer.
Reliable communications are paramount for flight safety. ICG's Iridium-based flight deck systems support current and emerging data link messaging while also providing global satellite voice services. Contact ICG to learn about our cost-effective flight deck solutions. Aero News continues now with a quick look at some of the new products introduced at the AEA convention. I'm Glenn Moyer. One of the handy devices being shown at the AEA annual convention in Las Vegas this week is the Jupiter Avionics Wi-Jack Wireless Aircraft Headset Intercom Adapter System. The JAC Wi-Jack was developed to improve the working environment of emergency medical services, media crews, law enforcement agencies, and air crews. In the past, personnel had to remove their headsets and exit the aircraft before reconnecting to the crew using a handheld radio. Now they can stay in touch hands-free. The JA-60 consists of two components which provide full duplex wireless and hands-free audio link between the aircraft's intercom system and the user's standard aircraft headset. Together, the two separate components allow aircraft personnel to be unrestrained both inside and outside the aircraft. The Wi-Jack uses industry-standard headsets, so there's no need to buy additional equipment, and multiple Wi-Jacks can be used in the same aircraft. Northrop Grumman is introducing a new LCR-200 attitude and heading reference system based on micro-electromechanical systems technology. The LCR-200, which provides navigation information regarding an aircraft's position, heading, and attitude, offers a small, lightweight, and easily installed solution while utilizing the form factor and interface design of the company's existing LCR-100 system. And Aspen Avionics rolled out two new lines of next-gen products. First, Aspen is expanding the connected panel product line with the Connected Weather CG50. The CG50 is a small Wi-Fi receiver that hardwires into Evolution displays and allows pilots to simultaneously view subscription-free ADS-B-N weather or an Evolution PFD or MFD, and via an iPad from the same portable source. The CG50 portable ADS-B receiver interface can be retrofitted on existing Aspen displays already in the field. Additionally, Aspen is introducing an upgrade to the Connected Pilot CG100, which allows users to display subscription-free weather from portable ADS-B receivers into Evolution PFDs and MFDs. This new functionality can be applied to existing CG100 installations and adds ADS-B weather to the other core Connected Pilot features like flight planning and data logging. Of course, there's much more avionics news coming from the 56th AEA Convention and Trade Show out in Las Vegas, and our ANN Aero journalists are on-site covering it all. For more, be sure to log on to our website, www.aero-news.net, and be sure to check the schedule for our live streaming reports, as well as this week's live airborne coverage on Aero TV. When Aero News continues, greetings from the FAA. You have 10 days to respond. The sequester claims yet another big-name air show, and a 10th anniversary salute to a dastardly act. The Evolution Flight Display System from Aspen Avionics delivers unique reliability and safety features to GA pilots and is truly the most flexible and affordable EFIS available. Aspen Avionics, a new way to look at avionics.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Ultra Electronics Flight Line Systems presents the Oracle, offering intelligent power management for single and twin piston engine aircraft and soon to be available in fixed wing turbine and rotorcraft versions. Visit www.ultra-oracle.com for more information. Aero News continues now. It's Wednesday, March 27th, and I'm Glenn Moyer. The FAA is reportedly considering administrative action against a pilot who overshot a runway at Yorkville, Wisconsin's Sylvania Airport, and wound up going down on Interstate 49 in Racine County, Wisconsin. The FAA says the pilot was flying VFR in IFR conditions. The NTSB preliminary report indicates that on October 22, 2012, about 18:45 Central Daylight Time, a Beech B-90 airplane, N821 Delta Alpha, collided with a fence and a ditch when it overran runway 8R while landing at the Sylvania Airport in Sturtevant, Wisconsin. The commercial pilot was not injured, but its passenger did receive minor injuries. The airplane sustained damage to its fuselage and both wings. Instrument meteorological conditions prevailed for the flight, which was not operated on a flight plan. The flight originated from the Jackson County Airport, Reynolds Field, in Jackson, Michigan. With all the avionics good news coming from Las Vegas, here's a bit of bad news. The sequester has claimed yet another air show planned for a military base, Nellis Air Force Base, and the show one of the best known in the nation, the Aviation Nation. The 99th Air Base Wing Commander, Colonel Barry Cornish, has announced the cancellation of Aviation Nation 2013, scheduled for November 9th through the 10th. In announcing the cancellation, Cornish said, quote, "Aviation Nation is a popular event for our Las Vegas community, and I deeply regret our inability to host a Nellis open house this year. However, due to the effect of Budget Control Act of 2011 and the associated sequestration, the defense budget cuts for fiscal year 2013 are approximately $46 billion by law and must be accomplished by October 2013. To meet this obligation, the U.S. Air Force has prioritized combat readiness over other activities, and air shows have been canceled as a result," end quote. On the night of March 30, 2003, then-Mayor Richard M. Daley illegally ordered bulldozers to rip X's into the runways at Migs Field, Chicago's downtown airport. Over a dozen aircraft were still on the ramp and were left with no way to depart the airport. Current Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel has said there are no plans to reopen Migs Airport and has put forth plans for improvements to the public park and concert venue that now occupies the island on the Chicago lakefront. As the 10th anniversary approaches, the Friends of Migs Field are planning events to remember the airfield and the act that destroyed it. A missing man flyover of the airport is planned for the afternoon of March 31st. Volunteer pilots of the Tuskegee Airmen's Chicago Chapter and EAA Young Eagles program will perform the classic missing man maneuver over the field. There will also be an event on the ground outside the terminal building, now mostly closed to the public. The Friends of Migs Field will be creating a memorial visible from the air for aerial photographs to create a lasting image for the airport. Later, as an opportunity for longtime Migs Field supporters to gather and reminisce, a reception is planned at a local restaurant near the former airport. You can bet Mayor Emanuel will not be the keynote speaker at any of those ceremonies. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You are now cleared for departure.